Pesach, Simon Kaf, Mem Zayin, Seif, Hey.
Zog to Ramav, Yesh Chokin HaMachmirin. What's Yesh Chokin HaMachmirin? Zog to Mishaburo, Mem Vav, Adchilos HaSeif Kar. It's going back to the beginning of the Seif. At the first part of the Seif, the Mechaba said that the meat or the cheese or the fish that were salted for Pesach, you could eat them on Pesach. Because even if a little chametz got into the salt, it's bottled before Pesach. So therefore, it's permitted to eat on Pesach. Because it was bottled before the Issur Mashu began. And according to that sheet, it's not Chayes of a Neir. According to the Yesh Chokin HaMachmirin, so the Mishnah Berurah says, Hatam, the reason they're Machmir is that it's bottled according to Pesach, Chayes of a Neir, but Pesach. Because all it is Chayes of a Neir. Okay, right to Nirmah. Of the Medina Seilu, in the Medina Bnei Ashkenaz, Haminig Lahachmir Lechatchila, Shaloi Lechol Gvinas V'dogim U'Basa Yavesh. Not to eat dried meat, salted meat, or fish, or cheese, at all. Because the chash, that the salt wasn't checked properly. Aval, Medichu Abbas, Shalosh Ba'amim Koydim Pesach, but if the meat was washed 3 times before Pesach, Noegin L'Ochlo, the minig is to eat it. Mishnah Berurah, Mem Zayin. Shalom Lecho Gavinus. Vatam b'nei shalom nitzor lov doikim balach mechametz b'shas v'tiyosei. Because they don't check the salt. If you live in Kibushim b'chle yomtiv, even if it was done in Pesach d'chakelim, it doesn't matter. Because the chash is mitzad the salt. V'bosa yavish, v'chein bosa meluach, also salted meat, mechadosh, ka'agavno, if it was salted new, right, like with salt meat, in this way. V'sha'ar minei meluchim v'chibushim, other pickled things, k'goyin, v'gerkus, pickles, what we call pickles, ukruv, cabbage, shikon kreut, the lemons. If you don't know what lemons are, on the bottom it says they're limonim. Yeah, exactly. Im loin is all of doikam balach mechametz, unless the salt was checked in chametz. The shasa siyasai, when it was pickled, when it was salted. So in the tzarm, shalachla, we don't eat it. Chutz not the vach, when you're on the 8th day, we're mekel, because it's there bottom. And Nimchat Shartini says the only place to be mekel, even on the 8th day, is because of the mitzad of melach. But mitzad, if it was pickled in a chametz to kakli, that even on the 8th day, you're not mekel. Okay? So, very interesting. So I guess nowadays, if we do eat these things, it's because it was either checked or washed off, or... Yeah. Memta es heidichu, unless the bus was washed 3 times. Hainu shel shab shev piyad, to rub it with your hands. Ulasir amdid b'kvam, to remove anything that might be stuck to it. Vayin v'chonim shekosu damitach l'shoyis gamkin k'tzas benar obukli pesach b'tzonenes v'adei mayim ulchulotim shalosh pamin, either to wash it in the river or to put it into a pesach take a kli with cold water and change the water 3 times. That's also a way to do it. But not in the chametz chadchila. But if you didn't chametz chadchila, I guess that's also okay because it's cold. Ah, that's a shayla. So on the bottom in Oyzlamich, he says, "I am from Gadim Shabbat Pekin and Dogim Malukim Meshviya B'Kli Chametz Ap Diavid." It's not so posh. It could be even B'Diavid. You have a problem. But okay. Habasa Yavesh. Or if it was newly salted with salt that was not checked. These things you normally wash off. The dogim yavesh from dried fish. But dogim lachem meluchim. But wet salted fish. I feel the way to ladiach. So even if you wanted to wash off the aser. She'elu ain't darkened on them by dog because they're not normally washed off. Because rin and shem yishkach v'lo yediyah. Wow. So we're going to say, you might forget and not wash it. When we tam zeh ayroi lohokel b'laks. For this reason, to be room to be mekel by laks, she darkened by dog because it's normally washed. Echim dogem v'lukum shemavid b'chavius that they bring in barrels, shikar and herring. She darkened ladiyah because it's normally washed. So but these things you can be mekel. V'kotzer achrayim. If you come back from the Nogal Hakka, but Shun Min Dogam Luchim Lakam Tekha Pesach, half idea Dokha. Wow. So the minute got even more machmir, and the minute became not to eat any salted fish, even if it was washed. Except for the eighth day. Okay. If you have nothing to eat, but simchas yomtiv, you can be making with these things, they were washed off. On the bottom it says, if it's not considered to wash it, I feel the b'shas tzchak ain't lahokum. Wow. Or it costs you a cold form, a kabushim, anything pickled, gone. With gherkis, with lemons, with chir to ben, ain't matir and klal idea dacha, kevin shayin darka and adichim. These things are not normally washed off. So all this is talking about if you didn't check the salt. I think. If the salt was nivdak, then I don't think any of these chumras apply, right? Very interesting. Okay. Yeah. And it has to be that you rinse the meat three times koidem Pesach. Zok to Mishra Bura, but toika Pesach in the Shreisai, or b'diyevet yediach after Pesach. You haven't even rinsed it off when Pesach started already. What time is it? Alright, so let's go weiter. Uwe karkoshois ein meyer hadocha. By karkoshois, rinsing it doesn't help. The tikkok ein mahashras had tvokhas ayivashis. Therefore, don't soak the tvokhas ayivashis. The mishabur karkoshois with the limer. I feel ayivashis. What are karkoshois? Yeah. Even if it's dried, the darkened by dachla, it's normally rinsed. The kumbakum kimishim mumolom defnin the basar, it has meat stuffed inside of it. Hanechtav dak dak, which is cut very small. V'lo nivda kamelach shenimach by, and the salt wasn't checked. Ein meil adachla shabachutz, rinsing it up on the outside won't help. The mashib defnin, because inside is meat that was salted separately. The chodz afilu lulinitim shum b'seichon. Even if because I feel longer than shumbas, even if you didn't put garlic in there. Chayim begvina, so to with cheese, in mayor adokim bechut my timer, shem yesh ktsat pera b'soichli. Maybe there's a crumb inside. Because it's also talking about cheese that's cut up, not a solid block of cheese. Yeah? Therefore, don't soak tvokos yivashis. Hainu ak karkashish according to v'chayim. That means the karkashish. Kosu achroinim dimayu tolu yabosu yivash. Toich acheder shemenar v'nshom kemach. If the bosu was hanging, they would, you know, they dry the meat, they hang it. In a room, that flour is being brought through there. L'mani adokha, then rinsing it won't help. The other rabbi, the adokha, who is dabek menasa pirurik botik. It'll make it get stuck to it, and it'll become dough, that little pieces of dough, dak and moid, fucking the bus, it'll become attached to the meat. The chayyish lizar shall now kimcha the pizza, some of them are called mumashkim or kalim shall pesach. When you're making the flour, when you're making the matzahs, don't bring it too close to pesach, the kalim, or food or drink that you can have in pesach, makayim shavak yochalagia, because then the flour, the small part of the flour can get stuck to it and become chum. Yeah. I'll stop here, I guess. Go ahead.